This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. On the occasion of Samvidhan Hatya Divas today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted those who stood firm in the fight against the emergency. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "Today the country marks 50 years since one of the darkest chapters in India's democratic history." He said on this day, the values enshrined in the Indian constitution were set aside, fundamental rights were suspended, press freedom was extinguished, and several political leaders, social workers, students and citizens were jailed. The Prime Minister noted that during the emergency, people from all over the country, from all walks of life, from diverse ideologies, worked closely with each other with one aim: to protect India's democratic fabric. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that the emergency was an era of injustice driven by Congress's hunger for power. On the occasion of Samvidhan Hatya Divas today, Mr. Shah, in a post on social media, said that the emergency was not a national necessity but a reflection of the anti-democratic mindset of Congress and one individual. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will release a book, The Emergency Diaries, Years That Forged a Leader, in New Delhi today. The book delves into the compelling role Prime Minister Narendra Modi, then a young RSS Pracharak, played in the fight against emergency. The book paints a vivid picture of Mr. Modi fighting for the ideals of democracy and how he has worked all his life to preserve and promote it. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said that his book chronicles his journey during the emergency years. The Prime Minister said that he was a young RSS Pracharak when the emergency was imposed. Axiom 4 mission carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space will be launched today at 12:01 p.m. IST from Kennedy Space Center in Florida, United States. In a social media post, ISRO said that the Axiom 4 will dock with the International Space Station ISS tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. IST, about 28 hours after launch. The launch of the Axiom 4 mission, which was initially scheduled to take off on May the 29th, has been repeatedly delayed due to technical issues, weather conditions and leaks on the ISS. The second batch of Kailash Mansarovar Yatra, KMY 2025, comprising 47 yatris, has successfully crossed the Nathula border today between 8:20 a.m. and 8:45 a.m. Rains have pounded several areas of Gujarat in the last few days. Rainfall has been reported in almost all the districts of the state. A report.
142 tehsils of Gujarat recorded light to heavy rainfall in last 24 hours. Nandod received 9 inches, Dahod and Tilakwala received 7 to 8 inches of rain. A total of 34 teams of NDRF and SDRF has been deployed at the district level to deal with any emergency situation. The weather department has predicted rains for the next 7 days and fishermen have been advised not to venture into the sea. Anil Patel, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Defense Ministers meeting in Qingdao, China from today. In a social media post, Mr. Singh said that during his visit, he will interact with various defense ministers on a wide range of issues. The minister said that he is looking forward to presenting India's vision for global peace and security and also call for joint and consistent efforts to eliminate terrorism. On the sidelines of the meeting, the defense minister will also hold bilateral discussions with his counterparts from several participating countries, including China and Russia. U.S. President Donald Trump has rejected a report claiming that Iran's nuclear facility was not destroyed. A recent intelligence report disclosed by two American media outlets has cast doubt on the Trump administration's claim that the recent American airstrikes had totally destroyed Iran's nuclear program. In a Truth Social post today, the U.S. president slammed both media outlets, alleging that CNN and New York Times have teamed up in an attempt to demean one of the most successful military strikes in history. In athletics, two-time Olympic medalist Neeraj Chopra has clinched the javelin throw title in the Ostrava Golden Spike 2025 meet in Czech Republic. The 27-year-old star Indian clinched the yellow medal with the best throw of 85.29 meters in the one-day competition last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.